Blog Talk Radio.
That one is amazing. Oh my, we're going to let it run in the background for a little bit because it's just awesome. Holy crap.
I wish I could remember the DJ's name. I'm so sorry.
You know, Think Geek sells those shirts where you can actually get a song programmed into it so you have your theme song. So
are you serious?
Yes.
Ooh.
I would totally do that. I would totally
yes.
do that.
And then
oh,
have
there's
the song.
One song, Mode Step Sunlight. Check it out on YouTube. The video is hilarious.
I'm going to need me a Legend of Zelda programmed in my shirt. And then some socks.
All right, let me go ahead and get the introductions out of the way, because you know people are like, what the? For those of you that are just tuning in, we're always like this. If you are regulars, y'all know by now that we're always like this. So anyway, it is November 17th, 2011.
Yeah, 10 years back. No, Ginger wasn't even here.
And neither was she, and I don't think I was yet either.
No, we were. That's a long time ago. It's 2011. Let me get my day or my year straight. Wow, what
I'm sorry. I got my combat boots on, and I'm doing my stepping across the office. I'm sorry. I gotta say.
That is hot. We're gonna need pictures. No, actually, better yet, we're gonna need
video, because you know you have to see the booty bounce.
No, I said stepping, not booty bounce. Something wrong with y'all.
All right, for those of you who are wondering, I'm Snow White. Yes, I'm Snow White.
Mm. I'm going to find that sound effect for you if it kills me. From the original movie when she says, I'm Snow White. I'm finding it. I don't know how, but I'm going to.
That's going to be how I introduce myself from now on.
I'm Snow White.
We also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle. Hello.
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 Oh, hello. You can say hello.
So hot.
No, I said hello. But that's close enough.
Hello. 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 Hello.
And we had a little
really good here.
We also have our miniature Ginger Rocks up in here.
Miniature. Yes, I'm miniature.
Yeah. I kind of feel protective over her, so she's like my little miniature Ginger. We have to make sure she's fine.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, y'all so full of BS.
And I wanted to give a special shout out to someone that we got to talk to earlier today who I haven't talked to in ages. And I missed him so much. Master Blaster. Hi.
Blaster.
Yay. He always makes me feisty. I don't know why. Like, he always finds something just to just to piss me off. And so I'm all feisty after that.
You like it.
I do like it. We miss you, Blaster.
You are so loved. Are. Slowly. With oil.
Okay, anyway.
Sometimes I like it hard and fast.
Hey.
What?
It's Sunlight Show.
Yeah, exactly.
You behave in the morning. During the day, yeah.
I behave during the morning, so at night I have to act up.
Yeah, speaking of, I demand that you call in sick soon so that Snow can come to sick again.
Fine, I'm sick tomorrow. You see how they treat me?
I should call in just to say hi. Be like, hey, guys, what's up?
You should. You totally should.
I might have to do that. Can I bitch first? Like, get that
Why?
Just because I want to get it out of the way.
Why? Wait, what are we bitching about first?
She's bitching first.
I'm bitching. You know, I always have to bitch. I always have something. Always.
All right, who are we cutting?
Okay, my computer, basically. Because, okay, you guys know that I wanted to play Star Wars The Old Republic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it.
That's fun with. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. But anyway.
Thank you later.
Ooh, all right. That sounds promising. So I really wanted to play it, and I was kind of mad at them because they didn't get me in the beta. And then I got this email saying, well, what'd you think of the beta? And I'm like, dudes, I'm not in the beta. And then I finally get an email inviting me for a beta weekend, which was last weekend, right? And I was super excited, even though I had to work every day, I'm not kidding, every day last weekend I had to work, every day. And I was like, okay, well, I'll still have time to play, you know? Fuck that, I'm going to play. So I was on my computer, I believe it was Thursday night, or it was Friday, early in the day, and it starts to lock up. I'm like, oh no, maybe I just have to restart it.
Oh,
try it again.
Stop it.
Please stop. No, no, no. And then it just locks up again. And apparently my graphics card was kablooey.
Girl, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it took me a couple days to get the bitch fixed, and by the time it was fixed, I could no longer play. The beta weekend's over, I don't have my chance anymore, and I got an email. So, how did you like the beta? Fuck y'all. Okay?
That's not their fault.
I know, but still, it was like rubbing salt in the wound. You know, a little lemon juice in there, rub it in. Yeah.
I'm sorry, girl.
I was upset. I was very upset. But the computer's up and running now. I got a really... really sexy graphics card now.
Is it this sexy?
It's more sexy.
Like this right here?
Yeah, totally.
This right here?
That's, I don't know if it's that sexy, girl.
Is that kind of sexy? Yeah. Hands above the desk.
Maybe just a little more. Mm. Dirty sexy.
It's a little too sexy. No. Too sexy. Too sexy. Oh. No. It's too tasty. Okay, we're not going to ramble this week. We promise.
Jay says he comes right in when I said, fuck y'all.
Yep, right show. Yeah.
Jay, you always come in good timing. All right.
Jay, boobs.
Oh, no, it's nighttime. He gets the bottom half. Okay.
Naughty bits. There you go.
It's about a naughty bit.
Naughty bit.
All right. Pictures. I want to sell them on YouTube.
Wow, my eyes just went all blurry and stuff. I need to go to sleep.
No sleeping during the show, though, okay? Because, you know.
No!
Oh, my God. If you sleep, me and Ginger will have to find something to entertain us, and that could be.
Oh, good God.
That could be fun.
What? Remind me, note to self, never leave these two alone.
Yes. I'm going to have Snow take me out to Greenland. Oh, yes.
Right. That's right. We're going to have...
Y'all bitches would go when I can't. Okay.
Okay, no, that's because you never invited me to your damn wedding. Okay.
Right. I told you to be online at 5 o'clock, Second Life.
No. No, you did not. Don't even start. Because I was like, you said, you sent me a text.
I was online.
And then I log on later. You're like, oh, I'm married. I'm like, what? Girl.
It is not my fault. He wanted to elope.
You know what? I'm going to have to ask him to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. You tell that 6'3" Englishman to stop that. You go right on ahead and do
totally
that.
I totally will.
I have to, like, look at him and look up at him and shake my finger and go, can you please just not do that?
Oh, whoa, all right. She just put out, and all I heard was something about look at him and then finger.
I'm telling her, you go right ahead and do that. Keep in mind that we have similar personalities, and what is he going to do when you say that, when you start busting? It's going to be a bitch, I'm going to cut you, but with an English accent.
Ooh, that's hot. I'm going to have to do it now. I'm going to have to do that now. I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm backing away. I got nothing to do with this. Just so you know, I tried to warn her. Okay. So,
wait, does he listen? Am I in trouble now?
Oh, yeah, he's listening.
Whoops. Hi.
Well, let me just tell you what your Corey's been up to.
What?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Let me get my Lord of the Rings bookmark.
No. No, don't cut me.
Yes, because it's kind of, you know, I've carved it to a point on one side. Slice.
You love me, Corey.
Jay says your eyes went blurry after the naughty bitch line. No, I'm in Texas and somebody is deciding they need to barbecue. Did you notice, either one of you notice that people start to barbecue at the oddest times in Texas?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It's like 9 o'clock at night. There's like smoke all through the neighborhood. You can't breathe because
it was 10:30 the other night and my neighbors were out barbecuing. I was like, really?
Yes. So we're not talking about
like,
the barbecue.
Like, my house on fire?
Yes. This is that real, the thick smoke. You need a gas mask. It smells good, but it's like, ugh.
Hey, how about this game?
Use mesquite logs. We're not just talking about, like, logs. They've got, like, a huge fire going to cook, like, two steaks.
How about them games, yo?
Oh yeah, games. All right. That's what they're here for.
Well, let's continue. Let me talk about what we were mentioning this morning to you lovely people.
Somebody's gonna get cut.
Well, there was. Okay, let me break it down for y'all. Okay, if you listen to the morning news, we've been telling you about, we tell you about all kinds of stuff. One of the things we mentioned yesterday was a press release we got from the lovely people at Reverb. I think it's Reverb. I don't want to be calling people out the wrong people. It don't really matter anyway. Reverb was like, even if you said our name, that's all good, Corey. Yep. Thank you. it's all good. Say it again, bro.
Free publicity.
Yes, it is Reverb. Okay, so they made the game, the lovely game, Blood Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, us reading the press release to you lovely folk, we keep noticing the word sexy keeps showing up. Let me pull it up so I can quote you. One moment, please. And I meant to have this open.
You fail.
I fail. I epic fail. I had something else open.
Epic failure.
Okay. No. Too sexy. All right. So
with this press release.
Yes, pretty much. Okay. Now that's my comments to them. Okay. I got a bunch of. We had some emails going back and forth yesterday. Just so y'all know, I did mention on the air I was going to email them. I did tone it down because, as you all know, I was pretty militant over on the air. Yeah. Let's see. Let me find one line. Okay, so we have a line. The original video female femme fatale Rain has returned to battle and feed in this hack and slash adventure. Blah, 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 blah. Hold up. Critically acclaimed. Blood Rain delivered. Oh, no, here you go. You are Rain, the sexy vampire with superhuman strength, speed, and agility. And then it goes on a couple of sentences later. You're something. Oh, God. Look, now I can't find the rest of it. Okay, so we got a bunch of mentions of sexy. And we did edit it before we posted. I think I edited it before I posted. Did I edit it?
Did you edit out some of the sexies?
I edited out all the sexies because...
I don't know if you did. I should have gone back and read.
Yeah, because I may not have. I think I was meaning to. I don't know if I did. In any case, I wrote over to them and said, hey. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Taking the role of everyone's favorite sexy half-human, half-vampire has never been a better deal. But this word kept showing up in the press release. So I wrote to them and said, look, if there was a guy character, would you be continually using the word sexy? This started a very interesting dialogue between me and the PR person over there, Gregory, who is threatening to possibly drop by. If nothing else, we'll listen into the show tomorrow. They said if it's a little too late for them. But I'm thinking some of the things he was saying, he's not understanding why it would be offensive for us to hear this. Do you ladies find that word offensive to hear that in a press release?
Not really offensive. I find... Sorry, Glenn.
Oh, go ahead. It's cool. I'll wait.
I don't find it offensive so much as I find it kind of irrelevant for the game. It has enough substance on its own. Why are you trying to sell her sexiness? And for two...
Yeah.
All right, so y'all revamped her, y'all remade her for this one. I guess if you're looking at an old arcade-style game for a girl, she actually looks like a girl. So, I mean, if you're going to go with, all right, it doesn't just look like a blob. Sure, all right, she's sexy. But, no, why are you harping on her sexiness? This is not even, she's not, for one. All the other games, she most definitely wasn't. The game is awesome, all on its own. I played it. I loved it. My fingers had blisters on them by the end of the weekend. I played it so much. It was a really good game. Why are you harping on this supposed sexiness? It's a 2D old arcade-style game like what you would have played back on the NES. It's very little detail. It's all kind of gravelly-looking or something put together. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, the thing is...
It's the old graphics. There's nothing high detail to her. So why are you harping on her sexiness? She's not.
Well, this is the thing. Even if she was sexy, as you said, it's irrelevant. It's a fucking game.
Okay? Yeah.
Really, it's a game. Honestly, the main character could be butt-ass ugly. If the game is good, I'm going to play it. If your focus is mainly on how sexy the character is, chances are I'm going to think your game sucks. Whether it does or not, I don't know, because I've never played the game. But if that's all, if that's your main focus, when you're talking about a character and set up her skills or whatever her background was or whatever like that, then I'm going to automatically assume that you're trying to compensate for something, and that's going to make me a little leery of playing your game.
So you would be less inclined to pick it up because they keep throwing the word sexy in.
Yes. I mean, once, twice, that might be okay. But if it was a continuous thing throughout the entire freaking press release, I'd be a little leery. I'd be like, what is this? Is this a sex game? Is there going to be, like, some sex scenes in this game? Because in Dragon Age 2, which I was playing earlier, they had sex scenes, and I didn't see sexy written anywhere in their press releases.
No, and she's covered from just about head to toe in black leather. At least what I'm assuming is leather. Maybe latex. You can't really tell.
Again, 2D graphics, right?
Yes, 2D graphics. It's not pretty. It's not high quality. I think my main gripe is the excuse they used with Corey, that they were aiming for a certain type of customer, you know, for their audience.
So you were aiming for adolescent boys?
Apparently.
Now, see, I have warned them that you all were going to go kind of raw on them. Now, to make sure we're clear, usually, and I told them this as well, we have had developers that have sent us things that are way worse than this. This just stood out to me because it was just so, it really is odd.
If they haven't used it 15 times in a press release.
And that word has no place in that type of game. As Ginger said, it's a 2D graphic, okay? It's not about sex. It's not about how good the character looks. All right, so really has no place there. It's irrelevant. It makes no difference. And to me, it makes me a little more leery of playing the game. I mean, if you're trying to target adolescent boys, you did good, okay? But you're going to alienate pretty much everyone else who might even want to play the game. And we have a guest, and we might be scaring the guest. I don't know.
Well, no. They know where they are. And if they don't, they'll learn quickly. Part of the interesting discussion with Gregory over there is now he's making some good points, and what I was telling Ginger this morning, for the most part, I think the issue for Gregory is, and I'm not putting our guys down, sometimes you're just incapable of understanding what we're saying because you're just not us. Same, sometimes we can't understand what's going on with you because we're just not a man.
Right.
So I was leaning more towards that, and what I ended up telling him, because he's selling his character. He's doing his job. And we do love you guys at Reverb. Ginger loves your game. So we didn't jump on you because usually I would have tore you up. We'd have had people not buying. They'd have been protesting. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
but we like you. So when I mentioned to him that in our early militant days, we were the reason that there ended up being a female character in Fable. I led the whole thing of Take Fable Back. Because there was no a female playable character in Fable 1. So I'm the one who opened my mouth and started screaming and yelling, and everybody just rolled with me. And then when I got to meet Peter Moore, I was like, I got one question for you. Your tagline was be whoever you want to be. How does that not include being female?
That's a good question.
And next Fable we got a playable female character. Saints Row, after you guys have heard the story, they told one girl, we couldn't put a female character in. And when I explained to her, this is how programming is done, the girls went, we did it again. We went and took Saints Row back. We're not buying your game. Bam. Saints Row 2 and 3, although not fantastic game, we now have playable female characters. Now, GTA, we're probably not going to get one, but I look at GTA as a more of a narrative than I do the other ones.
Right.
So I don't necessarily need a female. It would be nice. I think it would be something interesting for them to play with, but it's not a hardcore necessity. I'm not going
to
get
it. It would be nice to have a badass female character, not a sexy female character, although that would kind of go hand in hand with it. But I would like, if there was a female character for GTA, I would prefer her to be more of like a badass, more like the guy's personality than
what
is stereotypical of girls.
In GTA 4, she's not a playable character, but she is in there. Elizabetha is very much a badass. She's a drug dealer just like the guys, and I'm going to give this away, and if you haven't played GTA by now, it's your own fault, but there's a character in the game that was annoying the hell out of me. Now, I'm still a woman playing as a man, so I wouldn't kill him, but she took his ass out. He walked in the house, and he pissed her off, and she was like, boom, in the head. She said, sometimes you just got to kill bitches, and I was like, oh, my God. You don't see it coming because it's a woman. She shot him point blank in the head. So we have those, and what he keeps reiterating when we were emailing is that, she's strong, she's powerful, she's beautiful, femme fatale. Why are you equating this with a bad thing? It's not that. A powerful woman is just sexy. We don't need to be told is
right.
The point. And he also...
Again, it's what you said in the beginning. Would you call a powerful male character sexy in your press release?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
And he said, of course, he wouldn't. And he said, well, I want a sexy heroine in my game. I get that, but you're not grasping. It's the same thing we've had with other developers, is that you don't have to
stay on. Hang on.
What did you say again?
Gladys got you.
Oh, she did? Oh,
oh yeah, bad. I was wondering whether or not it was just me.
Oh, am I back now?
Kinda.
Mm-hmm. Kinda. Are you still there?
Oh, there you are.
Damn it.
Stop downloading porn.
I'm sorry.
Is it hot porn at least?
It's gamer porn.
Oh, well, then that works.
All right,
But the thing that I think he was having trouble grasping is the same thing we've had conversations with developers before, is that you do have two audiences you have to play to. And there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, we'll send this press release to Kotaku and we're going to send this one to Gamernatrix because we need to not offend our audience.
Yeah.
Again, this goes back to a money issue. Do you want half the money or do you want all the money?
Exactly.
And you may not understand why you have to do that, but that's how it works. I was telling Ginger this morning as well. How long ago did Age of Conan come out? It's been about 4 years ago.
God, less than that. It's been less than 4 years.
We had one of the developers come on, and I want to say it was a surprise, but in the middle of the show, he wanted to ask us. They made two different trailers. Actually, they made four, and I think two of them were female oriented.
Right.
And when he came on the show,
we're talking about that. Yeah.
And he was very, very animated about wanting to see what we thought of it. And we told him it was very, very well done trailer. And if our guys from Reverb are listening, I want you to pay close attention. The woman in the trailer is scantily clad, which is something we often bitch about, but it was completely overlooked because of how they did the trailer. It wasn't what we were saying, it's what we were hearing her say.
The difference was it wasn't a focus on her sexuality.
It was a focus on her being a powerful woman.
Exactly. It was a focus on her being a badass, and thus that focus made her sexy in the end.
Yeah, we like our sexy too. We just don't need you to. We don't need to hear the word. I know it's semantics. It's weird things, but it's weird for us as women. Like I said, y'all do weird things to us in our eyes, and we have weird things.
Yeah.
It's a small word of semantics, but it worked wonders. Every woman that I shared the trailer with, these from Age of Conan, wanted that game, and it was for the very last tagline, which I told Ginger this morning. She hasn't seen it yet, where she says, yes, this is a man's world, and then she stabs the guy in the back and twists the blade and said, isn't it, baby, as he's dying.
Now that's
hot.
So
hot.
Now, see? Same effect every time. And
hell,
She's scantily clad. She's got on hardly any clothes, and I very vaguely remember that, but I mostly remember hearing the things that she's saying. I live in a man's world. I have to do blah, blah, blah. So it's about how you advertise to women, and as you heard Snow say at the top of the show, I'm going to shy away from your game. It's not even a conscious thing for women, and it's not that I hate women. As I tell you, we're all cute here. So it's... I don't dislike a beautiful woman. I like looking at pretty women, too. Not the same way you do.
Come on. I really like beautiful women a lot. Really. Okay? But still, even I would be kind of like leery playing that game because at my core, I'm a gamer. And I'm going to play a game for the game, not because the character is sexy.
Yeah. Another one we got out this week, Need for Speed, with the whole swimsuit model.
Oh, God.
Yes, why? Oh, my God. And that was all that press release went over to, were these supposedly, apparently, big-name swimsuit models. And it's like, I don't even know who these chicks are, for one. And so you just totally lost my attention. And I might have played it. I'm not going to now.
Mm.
Tell me about a car. Tell me how awesome they are. I don't care which model you got in it.
That wasn't the one.
She's not going to look like herself anyway.
She's pissed off. She won't even let you talk.
She is bad. It's all right. Is that the one we went to the demo for? Or is that a new one?
No, this is the newest one. They have been very manly in their advertising, EA, this time. We have we got a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model and some other stuff they've thrown in that very clearly, to me, says, man, you don't want me to play.
Mm-hmm.
And racing games are one of my things, RPGs and racing games. And I was thinking about picking up Need for Speed. Remember, we saw the ads during E3,
yeah.
And it looked interesting. I said, I might pick that up. But when I started seeing this, I was like, oh, it's not even always a conscious thing for women. It's so when you keep showing us stuff that you make it for guys, we kind of turn off, same way as you do. Tampax commercials come on, you guys tune out. He's like, oh, that's not for me. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Same for us. You know,
that is a great analogy right there, dude.
Yeah. So it's a fine line you have to walk when you're advertising. It pushes the women folk away, even if it's not a conscious thing. We're not hating on the women. It's like, oh, well, you know, if you're not snow.
Yeah, it's a conscious thing. They just don't like this.
Well, did you just say if you're not snow? What were you saying?
I was going to say, oh, if you're not snow, you know, you don't really want to see the swimsuit model draped across the car, you know?
Okay. Hey, swimsuit models, most of the time, not my type. I'm just saying.
Well, see, you don't even get snow with that one.
It's not like these, and that was the other thing that I think that annoyed me. These people that they're advertising this press release aren't actually going to be in the game, as in, like, playable. Mm-hmm. No, they're going to be some stupid little booth babe wannabe. Oh, yeah, I'm calling out your booth babes. It's just like, you know, running around with their boobies bouncing and, as I said, boobies.
Boobies.
Again, I'm a 12-year-old boy, apparently.
Boobies. That boils down to the fact that if that's what you're focusing on, instead of focusing on your game, my gamer core is like, you know what, that's probably not a very good game. I don't think I want to play that. It has nothing to do with me being a woman. It has nothing to do with anything of that sort. It has to do with the fact that if you're focusing on some external feature or some superficial feature, instead of focusing on the game itself or the gameplay or the skills of the character or the story of the game, then I'm just going to kind of not want to play it.
Well, you know, and had they gone about this a different direction. All right, great. They want to use these nice-looking women and whatnot, right, to get the guys, supposedly, because apparently that's what guys need. There are female race car drivers. Why couldn't they instead use...
Danica, baby.
Yeah, Danica's hot.
Yes, she is. Okay.
I don't even watch racing, and I know who that is. So, see,
yeah.
Had you used her as somebody, you know, I could play, I'd have been all over that. But no, instead you went with swimsuit models who probably haven't got the foggiest fucking clue what kind of cars that they're even waving their sign at.
Here's the thing, I don't think the swimsuit models are driving the cars. It's an advertising ploy, which again, like Snow says, the switch that goes on in my head is the game is not good if you have to do this.
Exactly. If you have to focus on something external, or you have to try to wow men with visuals instead of actual gameplay, what's the word? I forget, but something to do with the gameplay or something to do with the story or the skills or whatever in the game, and you're focused on something external or superficial, then totally, it's going to be like, you know what, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to spend my money and buy that.
I'm not going to spend my money on it. That's going to be a game that I'm going to see always on the shelf, and I'm going to be like, you know what, no, apparently that's only for boys. I don't have a penis, so I can't play.
I am missing one of the very vital pieces of equipment.
Well, you know what, ironically, that's why
I don't have that accessory.
Ironically, that is why I didn't play EverQuest for so long. The elf on the cover with the boobs hanging out.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are like, oh, she's iconic. She is now. I see her and I'm like, you know, I salute you, elven chick. But before I would pass by and I was like, that's not for me. You know, there's a half-naked girl in the front. And this is something we've just been programmed. It's been programmed in since we were little. If you guys think about it, this is for the girls, this is for boys. Boys want to see the naked girls. So it's a switch that just automatically goes on. I see naked, I see boob bay, I see such and such described as sexy. Then this is clearly not for me because as a woman, I don't need that for you to sell it to me. I need...
Well, no, that's the thing, though. Me, I like naked women. I like this kind of thing, but... Even then, it does not attract me. It actually kind of turns me off because, like I said, I'm a gamer in my core. And if I see a game that has to focus on naked women or boobies or has used the word sexy 500 bajillion times in a press release, I'm not going to be interested in the game anymore.
Now, let me quote him really quickly. And he's very careful to tell me, make sure you do it in context. Gregory, unless you were here, I can't really do all of it in context. But he says he'd like to be clear that while sexy is a powerful word that inspires much imagery, its interpretation is vast. Sexy can be anything from cheap cleavage in a magazine spread to powerful, beautiful femme fatale, and arguably Rain is the latter. The issue...
You know, and,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Thing. The entire goal of the game, you're going to this castle, you're trying to get to some big vampire party that's going on, to kill a guy. What guy are you killing? Your own father. That's not sexy.
There's nothing sexy about that, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. Ooh, you're going to kill your daddy. Hot.
Like, you can't even have a good, like, well, I mean, I guess you could, but that would be really kinky. But you can't even have, like, a really good sex scene at the end before you kill the guy.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's just not sexy.
I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, back where you're from. But, oh, yeah, I went there.
Backwoods Alabama. Oh, I'm about to get some calls about Alabama. Sorry, guys, I was just playing.
I bet. We're just joking.
You know,
just
and he was going on about double standard, because I was actually trying to explain to him something different. He mistook something I was saying. He mentioned, you know, our tagline, which is come for the boobs, stay for the brains, mm-hmm. and that we've embraced our sexiness, and of course, I had to correct him. Our tagline comes from the fact that all the years of going to events, talking to developers, the first place the eyes go is the boobs.
Absolutely.
And they don't listen to what we say. I don't even have, like, a funny common joke here, I don't have the boobs that my two co-hosts have, and still the eyes go straight to the chest, or for me, the backside, or there's some flirtation.
She does have a nice backside, by the way.
Yes. Thank you. And so that's why we say that. It has nothing to do with embracing sexuality. I know we're all very comfortable with who we are, but that's not what it's about.
Aglaos is humping you.
She is.
Get off me.
In your business.
Are you? No offense. I'm much happier that it's you and not me.
No. The love.
Well, let me go.
I love
ahead.
You,
let
Court. Go ahead, man, she blessed me all the damn time.
Let me go ahead and kind of and jump in on Corey's train there, but it sounded dirty. But anyway. Yeah, our tagline has nothing to do with us being, quote, sexy. It really has to do with, like, I've only been to a couple of events, only a couple. But I can guarantee when we walked in, those little game developer geek boys, they could not tear their eyes off of our tits. I'm not kidding. We were standing there, and I literally, like, draped my arms across my boobs to try to get their eyes off of it, but that didn't help. Okay?
That's awesome.
Yes, it's not a double standard. And even if you had done that to a guy, even if there was a sexy guy and you had a sexy man and had to use the word sexy 500 bajillion times talking about a male character, I'd still be kind of like, if that's what you're focusing on, chances are the game's probably not that good, so I'm not going to want to play it.
Mm-hmm. Am I back to normal?
You are back to normal, yes. Okay.
The other issue becomes here, even at an event as a female, you'll hear us say this a million times, some men, let me put it this way, the men that are super, super attractive sometimes can kind of sympathize because they get hit on by some women at the events that they don't necessarily want to have anything to do with, the women that are too geeky even for them.
Yes.
So if I was to ask them the same thing, if you were standing there and there were girls, you know, girls that you don't really want hanging all over you, would you like it? And they'd be like, of course not, I don't want that. So that's where we come from. With our tagline, with, you know, sometimes it's not necessary to throw the word sexy in something. Women, I'm not going to say we're not visual, but we're not as visual as men. We don't mind looking at a sexy woman. What we don't like is when you make it center stage.
Right.
Well, that's all you got when you're showing me the games. And that's all you got when you're talking about stuff. You pull out the swimsuit model, you pull out the booth babe, and it becomes... I'm sorry, I am a money-grubbing bitch, and that's just where my head goes every time. I'm looking at the fact that if it was me and I was a man, and I keep hearing women telling me something, some of you developers out there are just stubborn. You don't want to hear what we got to say. We're telling you that you will make double the amount of money if you would just drop certain things, drop the use of the word sexy. Another one, ironically, Ginger's a huge fan of Halo. There were another group of developers who came in and asked us, what would you think about a playable female Spartan? We can't put her in the final game, but you can have one in the multiplayer. And the girls all went nuts in Game
Run
Chicks.
Yes, I'd love to be a girl. I'd love to be a girl. And to be able to kick my flipping ass.
And that's the one time.
I don't mind playing a guy character, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm one with the boobs.
Yeah.
Having no boobs throws my aim off.
And we... You know, and that's the one time I actually put on something pink when they released, was it Halo 3? When I got in the multiplayer, I put on the brightest pink armor, and I had a big pink heart on my chest and a flower on my helmet because I was so proud, you know, that they asked us and they actually listened to us and said, we're going to put this in because you asked for it, ladies. We know that you want this, and this is important. And I honestly tell you, I would not have bought Halo 3. So part of the reason why I bought it is because I thought that was incredibly just, that was hot for them to do that.
That was hot.
It was hot. Come in and give us some, give us our due respect. And I'm concerned now because we're seeing more of this behavior. This is what's going on in the industry as far as women goes is what was happening when we started this site. I'm getting very scared. We're doing some backsliding.
We're
have to pray.
We're regressing.
We backslide. I like the Southern version. We backsliding.
Yeah, the Southern's so much better.
I got to pray for y'all.
We bless the W's and S and S and the D, the up, the down, the left, and the right, the four directions that permeate all gaming.
Oh, heavenly Father, Master Chief.
Master Chief, I want to have your pixel baby.
Oh, geez.
I knew it was coming, damn it.
She can have Link, I can have Master Chief.
I don't really have any, like, main character. I'm just like, oh, he's so sexy.
Oh, you know what? Scratch that.
Alistair, Dragon Age.
Oh God. And
Fenris in Dragon Age 2. Oh.
I haven't played Dragon Age 2. Don't tell me about him.
That's another
example of a company who does it right. There is, you have your, am I humping? Am I glad it's got me again?
Oh, you're good.
Okay.
No,
you're good. Y'all sending me prawn. Okay, so. That's another example of a company that gets it absolutely right. Hello, Yoda. So there's another company that gets it absolutely right, that understands this is something that women like. They put that in the game for us. You can be male, you can be female, and then you have your, you know, you have your pick of any of the characters that you want to hook up with, and they all behave accordingly. And not once in the press releases that we got from Bethesda was there the use of the word sexy.
There was the word romance.
Romance is different.
Which is appropriate. Yeah. But there was no sexy or sex or anything of that sort. It was romance. You know, you have different types of romances in there too, but they did it so well. I mean, you could have a female character hook up with a female companion or with a male companion or vice versa, whatever. Still, to this day, I love playing both Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2 because the dialogue options are like seemingly endless. I mean, they're just awesome. They are really, 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 really good, and I love both those games. I'm currently playing Dragon Age 2, looking for my Dragon Age CD so I can pop that in and play that also. Love it. And my boyfriend, Alistair, is waiting on me.
He cannot be your boyfriend because he is my boyfriend.
He is my boyfriend. We will fight.
All right, I'm going to get the Jell-O, and yeah.
We'll throw it on
out
Alistair.
Thongs and get some Jell-O, and then, you know what? Hey, you know what? We could take that, and one of these game companies can use that as their advertisement.
Yes, that's all right.
Oh, nope, you forgot Ginger's first tagline when she came to us.
What?
You sit in the pie, bitch, so we can't do that.
Yeah. You sit in the pie, bitch.
Okay, y'all are wrong for the chat room. Leave that poor baby alone.
I'm sorry, but I came across that. I had to share that.
Oh, y'all are wrong.
And all for free Bethesda games for life.
I'm sorry.
If you're not in the chat room, you've not got a clue what we're talking about.
With the economy the way it is, what if Bethesda goes under?
Hey, check the switchboard, yo.
Huh?
Check the switchboard.
Oh, is there someone on hold?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. I'm afraid.
This is a
Skype call. Skype caller, you are on Gamer Girls Radio. Hello?
I think you have them on screen. Try the other button.
Oh, do I? Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Other button. Over to the left.
I did. You are on Gamer Girls Radio, Skype caller.
Yeah, hello. My name is Jeff Schechter.
Okay, you know what? You're going to have to type that in the chat room, honey. We can't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah. Glad.
Damn my mic.
Yes, your mic sounds horrible. We're sorry.
Type it in the chat room. We'll say it out loud, as long as it's not crazy.
I may say it out anyways.
I may say it out loud because I didn't like that.
Does it involve boobs? Because, you know, we live for Jay and the boobs.
Yeah.
Why would you? Jay. Oh, my God, Jay. Who does that? And I hope you slap those people when you meet them.
Hey, my cousin's named after a liqueur.
Can you try that guy one more time? Because he's
My name is Brandy. You want to try? Go ahead and try him one more time.
Okay, we're going to try. Okay, Skype caller. Try one more time. Hello?
There you go. That's better.
Yeah, hello. Name's Jedi Protector. The girls are talking about female characters and family.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to, but we can't hear you for anything. Your mic is.
GLaDOS has it. I'm sorry, dude. We tried. Type it in the chat room. We'll totally say it out as long as it's not crazy. Sorry, man. Sorry, I had to mute you there because your mic was jacked up.
He was starting off good, and then he went.
Yeah. GLaDOS was all over him.
All up in your shit.
I know, Jay. You haven't tuned into our Tuesday shows yet, have you?
Well,
we're
he's not a pixie, so he don't want to let us dress him.
He does too, Jay. We got a hot date with you. Mm-hmm.
Let us upgrade you, Jay. We'll be like Beyonce. We'll upgrade you.
Beyonce, upgrade. Actually, Jay, you should listen because we mention you a lot.
We will automaticate you. Put your necktie to purple label.
I would like to say it's them that's making fun of you, not me.
Tequila. So my cousin's name is Brandy, so. And she was named after the actual alcohol because my cousin called my grandmother, and that's the bottle she was holding was a bottle of brandy. She said, "We want you to name the baby, Auntie." She said, "Brandy." So it worked out. You know what?
Wow.
He may have been wanting to say something crazy because he couldn't get it out. Yeah, he was going to say something crazy.
I think he was because I think that was what that was. Y'all were talking about female characters. That's what I heard. I don't know.
I'd like to have heard what he said. It's just GLaDOS was all over.
Even
him.
If it was crazy, you know, it just added a little spice to our show.
Damn it! Damn you for being afraid to type. Damn you!
We totally would have said it for real.
Oh.
All right. So we're gonna move on.
I swear to God, if you name a kid Crown Royal, I'm driving down there and I'm gonna slap you myself.
You should name him Royal Crown, not Crown Royal. Royal Crown. Yes, that would be interesting. All right, the other thing I must bring up, because I'm thinking I'm going to have to hurt Will Wright and not in the fun way that he might like, is that we were talking about this morning the new game that he's making, Hive Mind. Yeah.
I don't remember that game.
Well, no, this is a new game. Let me tell you what it is about, Miss Snow White.
Yes, mm-hmm. Please, because you know I've been out of it. My computer has not been up. And I'm just not catching up with everything.
I know, you are behind and whatnot. Basically, the game is going to be a craft. It's going to take your real life data, your stuff like your contacts, your Facebook posts, your Twitter, whatever have you, and turn it into a game. So, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say this, and I cannot. He's quoted as saying, "With that data, the world and the opportunities for entertainment within it become more visible to you." I don't like this at all. He's saying they want information like your personal interests, your locations, your friends' activity.
Stalker? No, thank you.
It should be called high.
I got enough of those. I'm not going to willingly give you the information that same stalkers are trying to get. No, thanks.
Okay, now, some people are saying, one of these CMOs over at Qualy, Bruce, yes, I'm calling you out, said that it's nice when someone who knows what they're doing and who has a clear intellectual vision exposes their ideas to the market. This looks very interesting and takes customer engagement to a new level. It's interesting to see how it develops. He was also quoted as saying earlier this, when we were talking about it this morning, that young people are more likely to share their information. You know, this is just still dangerous to me. I don't see any good coming of this. Snow, would you share all your information for a game?
Hell to the fuck no.
No.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm playing games, I don't want anybody to know it's me unless I have a specific purpose for letting people know it's me.
Hi, I'm Regina Falange. I totally reached for that.
I like that name. I'm borrowing it. Here's another thing that he's saying. He says the game could also take into account what time of day it is, where you are, how much money is in your pocket.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is this a free-to-play game or is this a paying game?
I am not sure. He's launching it on his new company, Stupid Fun Club, which launched in 2009.
If I'm paying you to stalk me, A, that's pretty brilliant. And B, no, that's way creepy.
I'm paying you to stalk me.
Even if it's a free-to-play game, I don't want to willingly have you stalk me every minute
What's
of every
worse,
day.
What's worse, though, is that there are so, and I'm about to call all kinds of people up, there are so many stupid people out there in the world who play these games, who love these games, who don't, everybody on Facebook, I love you, my Facebook friends, mwah, mwah, mwah. But so many of y'all do not pay attention to your privacy settings. I know where you are. I can make a timeline for the past month of where you've been, where you've eaten dinner, what you've had, when you're at your house. If I were a criminal, I would know the perfect times to come to your home and take everything. Hell, even if I don't want everything, I know the perfect time to find you.
Where to find you, where you're going to be.
That's kind of creepy. So,
what you wear, most likely? Yeah.
That's creepy.
I know what you look like. I know what your kids look like. I know their nicknames.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hide your kids.
Oh, hi, little baby. Oh, yeah, your mama sent me. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Y'all got me back on this slum again.
It is just nuts. So nuts. Why would you get all this information?
I don't know. And I'm wondering, is Will Wright on something? Because I cannot see any way that this could be good. Okay,
people who don't know any better will think it's fun.
I don't. I could see if it was a fictional person, like if I could create a person and stick them in a real world setting and say I live in Washington when really I don't. Or, you know, and say I do this and I do that and really I don't. Kind of a LARPing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which EA tried to do years ago, but they did it horribly. But I bet if they tried now with the technology we have, it would go swimmingly well. But to use real, actual data, especially the money in the pocket, you're asking for people to get mugged. People in New York are not going for that, I'm going to tell you now. That is like mug city. You get on the train, some bitch be like, oh, don't you play this game? Isn't this your picture? Yes. Bill, you got $500 in your account now, don't you? Give me your money. It was.
Wow.
I knew you were
Dude,
be
that
here.
Will totally happen. That will totally happen.
I'm like, Will, what are you on? Did you...
especially in an age where we should be teaching children to protect their information over the internet, to not be talking about who they are, where they are, what they look like, what they're doing.
But he is saying we should turn it into a game, which is trivializing the whole trying to teach everybody to be secure. Not just little people, but older people as well. Older people have the same issues that little kids do. They cannot distinguish that just because this woman sent you an email and says she's the sister of a Nigerian prince and she needs you to go down to the Western Union and wire her.
Who falls for that? Seriously. Okay. I always wondered what was wrong with people.
I had one lady come up in my work one day and she was talking about that. She said, a really sweet older lady, I checked my email today and there was this email from this guy who said his wife was sick and he really needs some money. And I'm thinking about sending it to him because isn't that what a good Christian woman would do? I was like, oh, no, no, no. And I had, like, literally explained to this lady that was a scam. And she didn't want to believe me at first, and it broke her little heart. She was like, why would anybody do that?
Because there are bad people in the world. There are a lot of bad people in the world. Don't trust no one.
Trust no one. The thing, I know you're like, who falls for this? Is because they don't have, I don't know what happens to you when you get old. I'm hoping that they have a shot or something for this. But you start to lose your sense of reason. Just, you know, I think it reverts back to childhood. Same way as, you know, you start believing in the Easter Bunny again and, you know, Santa Claus.
It totally could be. I also think with a lot of these older folks, they grew up in a different time. Where you did. You helped one another if you could.
Yes.
Hey, my car broke down. I need to use your phone. Can I come in? No, you can sit out there on the couch. I'll bring you my phone. I'm going to hand it to you, and I'm going to have a gun in my hand while I do it.
You know what? I keep telling y'all about American Horror Story. That's one of this episode. Somebody comes to the door and says, I'm hurt, and can I use your phone? And the guy has a smudge of blood on his head, and the first thing I thought was, girl, that's Kool-Aid. Don't you let him in. And they let him in, and he killed him. So we don't do that. But
you give me the number. I will call for you.
What's the number? Yell it out.
Why don't you slip beneath the door? How about that? You slip the number beneath the door. I'll call for you. Other than that, hell no.
How about I'm just going to call for you. Have the police come out. They'll walk with you back to your car.
Corey? Yeah, I've told Corey. I've answered the door with a gun in my hand. I'm in Texas. I got a gun. I'm not scared.
I have answered the door with my my ISIS in my hand. And I will tell you, this is the one thing I will share with y'all. ISIS is my double-edged sword. She's a half-sword. Like what
that's so hot.
I've seen it. It's real.
Yes.
If y'all think she's joking, no.
She's a double split blade, double edged. She's, you know, you stabbed, you're not coming back from that. I've answered the door with the gun, the katana, everything. Hello, what are you selling? Oh, really? Ma'am, you have a, what's
the
sword?
Hi, ma'am, I'm a, you know what? On second thought, ma'am, I think you just have a good day.
Yeah, you.
They walk off, you know.
So, but the. I'm sorry. Well, right, I love you. And I, as I told you this morning, I'm going to sit in your lap. I'm going to kiss you and then I'll slap you. I don't know which order this is all going to go in, but you apparently have lost your damn mind. Excuse me. Let me correct you. You've lost your fucking mind because it's nighttime and I can say that.
Bitch, please.
How, I'm trying to figure out how is he going to put safety measures in place. And the thing is, if I was under a certain age, I think I'd be insulted. He just basically said you were gullible. They'll share their information. Really? And who out there is dumb enough to share all of the information? The money thing is what's getting me. It'll even take into account where you are and how much money you have in your pocket. And this man, who is by all accounts considered a genius, did not occur to him this might not be a bad, it might not be the best idea.
Okay, some people, and I know this because I know people like this, they are geniuses, completely smart. But when it comes to social interactions, be them bad or good, they're just kind of, not all there.
You may be absolutely correct because Will has lost his fucking mind. I saw this morning and all I could think was, oh my God, a lot of people are going to get hurt and die if they decide to play.
Yes, yes, yes. And somebody, he's going to end up getting sued over this. Somebody's going to get hurt bad. I mean, killed or worse. And
it's going to be one big legal clusterfuck.
Yes, yes it is. And what were you thinking about, Will? Why did you even think this was a good idea? I mean, had you a way to, I don't know, say the game automatically set you up with a location that wasn't where you were at?
And no, see, that was the game that they had.
Yeah.
I can never think of the
and
name of it.
The money that, issue is ridiculous. I don't understand that at all.
I'm not understanding it either. Like I said, the game that they... I can never think of the name of this game, and I think I still have a trailer or something for it here on my hard drive, amazingly enough. I've managed to transfer it to each computer since then. But it was where you ended up getting caught up in some type of spy conspiracy, and you would give the company your phone number or your address, and they would do stuff like call you or email you stuff, you know, clues and things. But it was not specific to one person. Everybody got the same thing. They got it at different times depending on when the server could send it out. Something like that. Where nobody else had your information, and where maybe you were allowed to create a fictional person, but you could still move around. You know, you could do an augmented reality game where it plugs into your phone and the iPad and the computer and all these things with a fictitious person. You could pick say I live in Las Vegas, you know, and it's just a way to do this. This is not sounding safe to me. I'm hoping that's what he's saying. Because he's notorious for also saying he wants to do things and then it's completely different. Sims Online is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sims Online, what he was trying to do was ahead of its time because he was like, oh, we want to see who can climb to the top of a social network was the word that he used. But there was no Facebook and Twitter when Sims Online came out. And they ended up not doing that. So I'm wondering if he's trying to come with something else. I'm hoping he is. I would hate to have to cut him. for doing something stupid. I'm all on board. Most stuff he picks, I like Spore. We all know I love me some Sims. I love all the Sim series that he did, Sim City, Sim, except for that Sim Societies, which he didn't do.
That was not his.
Oh, you didn't see? Did we just lose Jay? We lost Jay.
Yeah.
Jay fell out of the chat room.
Yeah.
Jay.
Society was not fun.
Oh, there he came back.
He's back.
Jay fell out of the chat room.
Do not hit the pretty red X.
I like the pretty red X, though.
Don't touch it.
Well, people, it's about that time. It's about that time.
No, we got
about 6 minutes.
Oh, look, I'm sleepy. Y'all have no idea.
No, you're like, can I go to bed now?
I am. I'm feeling like that. Me and Ezio were cutting bitches last night, and that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work.
I just want to reiterate, y'all bitches, for real, over at Star Wars, send me another invitation, please.
She will send you pictures of her flutter cake.
I will. I totally will. I'll send you pictures of my magnificent tatas if you do.
If I get a code, I'll get it to you and trade pictures.
Wait, that's something else I need to mention because we didn't get to tell this morning, and this is our other favorite company that we do a lot of business with, Paradox Interactive. Ladies, and I expect for you all at least to play once because neither one of you have played. That's something that we can play together that we enjoy.
Hey, GLaDOS, what's up, dude?
GLaDOS, shut up. You know I need to tell them this. Don't be tripping. Am I back?
No.
Am I back now? Can you hear me now?
Kind of. Go ahead. Put your thing down. Go ahead.
Okay, you two tricks, since we're supposed to be playing together, Magicka. Because guess what? This weekend, Magicka is free to play.
Magic?
Yay!
Well, you already had free accounts. What do you mean, yay? Your account was always free. Y'all just don't play.
Well, I'm saying yay for other people.
Well, the rest of you, you can come and play with us if you would like, since these two tricks don't want to play. They think they're too good to play Magicka, and we can't get Ben out of Team Fortress. So y'all come play with me. I will most likely blow you up. I will most likely put a shield around us and toss a fireball, and we'll all die, but it'll be fun.
And don't forget to head over to the ECA. ECA, is it ECA.org?
Yes, and sign up because they're trying to take our stuff.
Yes. They're trying to take away our machinima. They're trying to take away all of our gamer music, our gamer videos. And this is not cool. Somebody's going to get cut.
And you know what, bitches? It ain't going to be us.
No.
Oh, God. You know what? Does that apply to trailers? Like, what if you do a movie trailer and you have...
Yes, that is something that they're looking at. It may apply to trailers.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't think the movie industry is going to go for this. Maybe we need to get them on our side for once.
Yeah. Movie industry, I know y'all are jealous of us, but, you know, show some love.
Back the fuck
just
off.
Stop trying to make games, but, you know, stop trying to make movies into games. It just doesn't work.
No.
Help us.
And anything that has Schwarzenegger in it, no. Just no.
He had his day. It is over.
Yes. He called us violent. Who called us violent? Schwarzenegger, remember, you know, all violent games are evil. And we should
after all those
them,
fucking
yet.
Violent movies he did, like...
Well, no shit, right?
Hypocrite much?
He is, too. Yeah, so how's that baby mama issue coming along?
Oh, all right. On that note... love you guys. That was a low blow, right? That was nice. I like it. On that note, it is time for us to go.
I think this is her part right here, what she's saying to Arnold. I think I need a baba. None of these bitches can't save me.
That's right. So, anyway, yeah, girls run the world. That's what you said, you know. All right, bitches. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite if you don't. That'll teach you a lesson. Peace out, bitches.
Later, boys and girls.
And goodbye.
Blow it out your ass. Blow it out your ass.